Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is Saturday, July 25th. Tim Tompkins here. And every Saturday, you can get your health questions answered on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And this week, we're talking about weight loss options, surgical specifically. And this week, we are joined by Dr. Miro Ukul, a bariatric surgeon at St. Vincent's. The number to call if you have a question is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So can you tell me a little bit about what you do at St. Vincent's?
Well, I'm a director of the bariatric program at St. Vincent Hospitals, and we are bariatric North Florida surgeons at St. Vincent. We are committed to treating those who suffer from morbid obesity. Our multidisciplinary program focuses on surgical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and social support with a single goal: help patients to break the downward spiral of this devastating disease.
And when you're calling it a devastating disease, that's not overstating it at all, because it Jacksonville, I guess I'll start with Florida in that I read that 25% of Floridians are considered obese, and that number is even slightly higher for people living in Georgia, and that Jacksonville is actually rated as the 12th fattest city in the U.S.
And I'm afraid those numbers might be even higher. We need to understand that the obesity makes everything worse. Morbid obesity, it's basically a serious health problem. It's a health condition that can interfere with basic physical functions such as breathing, walking, and those who are morbidly obese are at greater risk for illnesses. Unfortunately, diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, cancer, joint issues, liver failure, kidney failure, stroke, you know, the list is very, very long, and obesity is in many cases causing those conditions or making those worse.
And the number to call if you have a question for the doctor is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. How is obesity defined, and how is that different than morbid obesity?
Morbid obesity, since 2014, is being established as a diagnosis. So we have a diagnostic code, and it's a disease. Anyone who has body mass index over 30 is considered to be obese. Normal body mass index is 19 to 21. How to calculate your BMI? Just go online and Google the BMI calculator and put your weight and height, and you get approximate BMI.
And I would say do that on Google, too, because before the show, I looked it up on the Yahoo search engine, and it took me to this really whack site. It turns out that mine is 21.4, so right where it needs to be.
Yeah, perfect.
And so what is considered obese then? Morbid obesity, if you're looking at your BMI, and maybe we can talk a little bit about exactly what a BMI is, but so morbid obesity, you were saying, is higher than 40?
Exactly. So if your BMI is over 40 and you're not a bodybuilder or NFL player, then you're probably very likely obese.
Yeah.
Morbidly obese.
Morbidly. And that's, I think, part of the problem with that a lot of people have with the BMI calculator is it seems like it's not truly weighing in all the –
Yeah, I agree.
If you're athletic.
It's not a perfect thing. Like, nothing in the life is perfect. But it's very good approximation and assessment, very quick assessment, to see if somebody is really seriously overweight or morbidly obese.
And it's really easy to take again. Yeah, just go to google.com and type in BMI calculator. The site comes up. It took me less than a minute. So we are talking about surgical options for weight loss. Can we talk a little bit first about how do you know when surgery is something that you should consider as opposed to maybe just changing your lifestyle, changing your diet, changing your exercise habits?
Well, once you obese or even more morbidly obese, you literally have no chance to lose weight by yourself. Any attempt at medical weight loss is essentially futile. On the other hand, the weight loss surgery has tremendous success in vast majority of our clients or patients or customers. Break the habits is very difficult, and overeating, it's part of the addiction family, such as smoking or drinking or abusing the drugs. you need help from a team and a program that can break those habits and can restart your body, your brain, and your metabolism.
And the number to call if you have a question for the doctor is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. So we just defined what obesity is and morbid obesity and how to calculate your BMI. Again, just go to google.com and type in BMI calculator. I want to talk about the evaluation process a little bit. Somebody's considering surgical options. And I guess I should just say that a really good friend of mine back in Arizona, that her father had gastric bypass surgery and it completely changed his life. So it can do somebody a whole ton of good. And I'm wondering, if when someone's considering this, they call St. Vincent's, what's the evaluation process like for somebody once they start considering this?
That patient will be, that person will be immediately reviewed all the data, all the information, and will offer him to see one of the surgeons or attend our free informational seminar. That's the first step. Then we'll discuss with the patient what are the particular options in his case. There are many surgical options, many other options for the weight loss, but every procedure needs to be tailored to the particular patient's medical history, surgical history, goals, desires, weight need to lose, age, and so on. So if you ask me which procedure or what I'm going to do in every single case, the answer is that need to be answered and considered on a very specific basis, tailored to the specific patient.
Because there's several different types of surgery that people can have. And again, if you have a question for the doctor, the number is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. And let's talk about some of the criteria for bariatric surgery.
Well, most of the insurance plans do cover weight loss surgery once the person has BMI over 35 and has some medical conditions that are considered related to morbid obesity. We know exactly about every single insurance plan, what the requirements are, so we'll immediately inform the patient whether he will be covered by the insurance or there are other ways how to cover the surgery. But in general, philosophy is, and my philosophy is, that every morbidly obese person requires and should seek help immediately, because this disease is devastating. It's killing patients prematurely. We know that people are dying 5, 10 years earlier. Statistically, if you have a female who is in her 40s and she's morbidly obese and I'll do surgery on her tomorrow, according to statistics, I will give her 5 years extra life.
Yeah, I was reading a stat earlier that said that obese individuals have a 50 to 100% increased risk of death compared to individuals of a normal weight. And that just seems crazy to me.
We're not going to talk only about the medical issues, but let's look at and focus on the quality of life. Many of people who come to my office or come through our program, they cannot do basic hygiene. They cannot travel. They cannot fit in an airplane seat. Everything is too difficult. They cannot go. I have people who didn't leave the house for years. And those people are extremely depressed and hopeless. And for me as a doctor, it's very rewarding to see how somebody's life can change, improve. And that's really why I'm doing the surgeries.
And it looks like we already have a caller already. Rachel over on the west side, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thanks so much for calling. So you had a question for the doctor, Rachel.
I did. I was listening to your procedures for pretty much across the board recommending bariatric surgery for morbidly obese patients. My question is, do you ever try a nutritional or regimen with them first to try to get some weight off? And I do believe in the success of a nutritional program instead of just putting everybody through the bariatric surgery, even if they're morbidly obese.
I agree. We do. Diets and nutritional adjustments do work. The person need to be really tight and return for very frequent visits. But statistically, if we look at the big studies, we know that if you're a woman and your BMI is over 30, 65% of those women only go up on BMI and eventually will become morbidly obese. So I would agree with you that it does work in some people, in a certain population, but in vast majority, it does not.
That's okay, so then you would put the nutritional back on the dedication in some cases of the patient, and some patients can't help it, but you know, good hard work can always play a big part in losing weight as well.
And a surgery is not an easy way out. Surgery is not, we don't do surgery and then forget the patient. We educate a lot, and without education, I'm not proceeding with the surgery. And after surgery, I'm implementing all the programs, psychologists, dietitian, support groups, and without those, I don't see that much success, even with the surgery. So it's a complexity.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rachel. We appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I think that she just brought up a really good point, too, and it's that whole, should everybody be having surgery and that kind of thing? And then you had just brought up the stat, doctor, that 65% of women, I believe, and not to misquote you, so I hope I have this right, but 65% of women who have a BMI of over 30 just eventually get to a being morbidly obese, and that seems crazy to me. Why do you think that is?
Unfortunately, that's a reality. It's because once you reach a certain point, you resetting your normal you, and the brain and all the hormone levels are in a new you. So you have a new blueprint. You're changing your blueprint, and every time you're trying on a diet, lose 20 pounds, then your brain is driving you to the refrigerator because, oh, you're losing 20 pounds. You must be doing badly. You must be doing poorly. You are dying. You need to eat. And we cannot... it's not easy to fight with those drives of hunger and dissatisfaction, but it's more complex. But on the other hand, I want to also say that morbid obesity is a big stigma in our population, and I need to say that morbidly obese people are not lazy people. They're not weak or greedy people. It's not because somebody decide, you know, to become obese. It's a disease and need to be taken as such.
And it's crazy, too. I was thinking about it the other day. And, you know, part of the thing about being obese, and it can feel, I'm sure that it's hard to go out, especially like, let's say somebody's obese or they're really out of shape. I know how daunting it can be to go to the gym. And I know for myself, like, I'm a smaller individual, I'm not a very big guy, but when I go to the gym, that I can feel a little bit overwhelmed because there's a bunch of really fit dudes all around me, and I'm sure it feels the same way for them. And I'm wondering what you would advise somebody who maybe is overweight but does feel uncomfortable in going to a traditional gym just to get out there and walk. Or
yeah, try to imagine yourself to be the biggest person in a gym. You go on a treadmill for 7 minutes and you need oxygen, you know? So I hear my patients complaining that they don't feel comfortable with it. And then we tell them, go and exercise, go and run, go on a treadmill, eat less, you know? And you're still driven because you're so hungry, you have all those bad habits, and it's not, you cannot break it by yourself. So that's why I'm a big advocate for weight loss surgery, because there's nothing that really works for morbid obesity as a surgery. And again, it's not the easy way out. And then to answer your question about activity for morbidly obese person, anything you can do in terms of your age, your joint health, please do it. Walking is the basic. If somebody walks to my office saying, I can walk 2 miles without stopping, I know that person is in a good condition. I can do surgery on that person tomorrow. Her heart, the gut, the lungs, you know, the muscles are strong enough to sustain the stress. If you cannot walk that much, then we have a problem.
And one tip, I guess I'll just throw out there, coming from myself, that I learned a while ago that's always stuck with me too. And it may be small, but somebody told me, always take the stairs. And I always remember that. I never get on an elevator. Anytime I see stairs, I always take the stairs. And it's just some of those little things that you can do to increase activity in your life. So anybody that is overweight, that's going to a gym that feels uncomfortable, I feel you. I'm kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum, but I do understand what you're going through. Kathy, you've been waiting on the line, and we really appreciate your patience. We're coming up on a break in just a second, so I'm going to get to you as soon as this break is over. But what are some of the benefits, doctor, of bariatric surgery?
Weight loss surgery can break the vicious circle, and you start losing weight tremendously quickly. Then during that period of time after surgery, if you really are committed and you follow the instructions, you're going to lose all the weight you need to get where you should be. The weight loss surgery will eliminate that hunger that is driving you. I always hear the story. The woman in her 40s driving home, she said, before the surgery, I was looking left and right where I can get something to eat. And there are so many places where you can stop, right? But after surgery, she said, I'm driving home without thinking about the food. I come home and enjoy it, and I'm not hungry. So that weight loss, then suddenly you can do more stuff. Then you can go to gym. You're not the biggest person anymore. And instead of 7 minutes, you can be half an hour treadmill, or you can go to pool.
No, it's an absolutely inspiring story. And like I said, my friend's father had the surgery, and it changed his life, and it changed his outlook on himself and how his family and his friends saw him. And it's really a wonderful thing that we're able to do these days. Well, our topic is weight loss, and our guest is Dr. Uchel. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and we are taking your phone calls. If you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 904-340-1045. Tim Tompkins here, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
Summer is here. The wet season brings an increased chance for severe weather. Rest assured, the News 104.5 Storm Center is staffed and ready every hour, every day. Jacksonville's Severe Weather Station is News 104.5 WOKV.
No need to click your heels three times. St. Vincent's understands there's no place quite like home. That's why they have waitathomeer.com. If you have a minor injury or illness and need to see a doctor soon, visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your treatment time. St. Vincent's is the only health system in town that allows you to wait in the convenience of your own home versus a crowded waiting room. Once you arrive at one of our emergency rooms or walk-in first care clinics, your wait is no more than 15 minutes. WaitAtHomeER.com is your prescription for convenient treatment.
You already know that no one builds a better home than Collins Builders, but now there's something new in Old Mandarin. Picture this. Four colonial brownstone accented pillars welcome you to this brand new executive Collins Builders home. Wood floors draw you through foyer to great room with coffered ceilings. Wooded preserve and pond views are seen from the covered patio, complete with tile flooring and sound system. Inside are luxurious details and superior quality like granite, crown molding, and soft closed drawer slides in the kitchen, granite vanities and caramel splash blend mosaic tile, and 80-inch frameless shower. That's right. Collins Builders is now offering their beautiful homes in Mandarin's Tuxedo Woods, and it gets better. Collins Builders is also now building estate homes in prestigious Pablo Creek Reserve. Plus, Collins Builders is your locally owned and operated Jacksonville home builder team. So act now to save thousands by purchasing your dream home in Tuxedo Woods and Pablo Creek Reserve today from Collins Builders. Call 904-371-0882 for more information or visit us online at collinsbuilders.net.
Global Diamonds takes value to a whole new level. Mark your calendar now for July 31st through August 2nd. 3 days of mind-blowing savings on all rings. All wedding bands. On sale. All anniversary bands. On sale. All engagement ring mounts. On sale. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. Extra savings on every ring in the store. It's Global Diamonds' first ever summer spectacular. Not this weekend, but next weekend, July 31st through August 2nd. Exclusively at Global Diamonds. At the markets at Town Center. Get details now at GlobalDiamondsUSA.com.
Get extra savings on thousands of gorgeous rings next weekend at Global Diamonds. July 31st through August 2nd, Global Diamonds' first ever summer spectacular. All wedding rings on sale. All anniversary bands on sale. All eternity bands. Every designer engagement ring on sale. Plus an amazing collection of designer rings being flown in from New York. Stackable rings, colored gemstone rings. It's Global Diamonds' summer spectacular. 3 days of mind-blowing savings. Next weekend only, July 31st through August 2nd at Global Diamonds at the Markets at Town Center. Details at GlobalDiamondsUSA.com.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Welcome back to Chase.
Hey, Juan. Nice to see you.
Hey, Mrs. Davis.
At Chase, our bankers go the extra mile in getting to know you. Because the better we know our customers, the more they inspire us to provide award-recognized satisfaction.
Chef, good to see you.
Oh, hi, Sister Mary. I have your debit card.
Jamie, Miranda, how are the kids?
Coach, great win on Saturday. How can I help you today?
In 2015, J.D. Power ranked Chase highest customer satisfaction with retail banking in Florida 2 years in a row. And that doesn't stop at our 400 Chase branches in Florida. There's our online banking, user-friendly mobile apps, and over 1,200 Chase ATMs throughout the state.
Oh, and this must be Amanda. You're even cuter than your pictures.
At Chase, we're committed to making your banking experience even better so we can earn your trust and loyalty. So you can choose a bank where people come first. Stop in and say hi at your local Chase branch. Chase, so you can.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Enroll in Chase online and download the Chase mobile app. Message and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with on and off showers and scattered thunderstorms. It is at 5 on the WOKV weather meter. High temperatures today warming up to just about 90 degrees inland, upper 80s along the coast. Tonight we'll see showers and storms start to die out right after sunset. Just an isolated coastal shower possible overnight tonight. Lows will be dropping down into the low to the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV. Tim Tompkins here, and this week we are talking about surgical weight loss options, and we are joined by Dr. Miro Uchol, a bariatric surgeon at St. Vincent's. George and Michael are both waiting on the line, but I got to tell both you guys that I have about a minute and a half for this segment, so we're going to have to wait until the next break, so please stay on the line. It's coming up. But, Doctor, I wanted to ask you just a little bit if you could quickly describe the different surgical options that there are for people.
Well, the basic procedures most effective and proven are Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, gastric sleeve, and gastric banding, and newly coming intragastric balloon. All these procedures do offer significant weight loss in first 12 months. That varies from 50 to 85 to 90% of excess body weight loss, with gastric bypass being the quickest and most effective, and gastric banding offering 25 to 40% of excess body weight loss.
So they have a pretty good success rate, I guess is a word I'm looking for.
Successful rate is better than with anything else. 80 to 85% of our patients do lose over 50% of excess weight. And that's very significant.
No, I mean, that's amazing. That's life-changing right there. It's, your whole life is different with that kind of weight loss. You can exercise. You feel better about yourself. You can have fun with the kids. Well, we have two callers waiting on the line, George and Michael. Please stay on. I'll get to you as soon as we get back. I am Tim Tompkins, and our topic is weight loss. Our guest is Dr. Uchol, and our show is Ask the Doctor. The number to call is 340-1045. And this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
It seems like there's never been a time like now.
The United States has achieved something that decades of animosity has not. A comprehensive long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
The changes are swift and happening every day. That's why you need News 104.5 WOKV to help you keep up and understand the latest breaking news and talk hosts who provide the context to understand it all. This is News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Obama visiting Kenya, meeting with President Kenyatta, and discussing global terrorism.
The United States and Kenya are already strong partners, and today we reaffirm that we stand united in the face of terrorism.
The leaders also discuss corruption, human rights, and trade, among other things.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Nairobi. The investigation continues into Thursday's shooting at a Louisiana movie theater that left two dead. 7-year-old court documents reveal more about the gunman.
They state that Rusty Hauser had a history of mental illness, including manic depression and or bipolar. They also state that he had a history of family violence and erratic behavior.
Natalie Pozo of My Fox Atlanta. Police say Arizona Cardinals receiver Donald Powell Jr. was wounded by gunfire outside his Toledo, Ohio home. Witnesses saw three men wearing masks in a vehicle. The injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The search continues today for 21-month-old Lonzi Barton. He was reported missing by his mother's boyfriend early Friday morning from Old Kings Road. But Jacksonville police now say that story is a lie, and the man, William Ebron, is holding out information. You can see Lonzi's photo at WOKB.com. He's about 20 pounds and has blonde hair and blue eyes. Contact police with any information you have. Stephanie Brown, News 104.5 WOKB.
Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9, News 104.5 WOKV.
No need to click your heels three times. St. Vincent's understands there's no place quite like home. That's why they have waitathomeer.com. If you have a minor injury or illness and need to see a doctor soon, visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your treatment time. St. Vincent's is the only health system in town that allows you to wait in the convenience of your own home versus a crowded waiting room. Once you arrive at one of our emergency rooms or walk-in first care clinics, your wait is no more than 15 minutes. Waitathomeer.com is your prescription for convenient treatment.
Saving thousands with Robert Palmer.
Rule number two, know your numbers.
Know your numbers.
I'm talking home value, credit score.
Know your numbers.
Knowing your numbers, that's rule number two. You've got to know these numbers.
Get empowered. Join Robert Palmer Saturdays at 3, Sundays at noon.
Here on News 104.5 WOKV.
You trust News 104.5 WOKV for breaking news, accurate weather, and traffic you can depend on. But you can trust us to deliver results for your business, too. Every day, WOKV provides our advertisers with solutions for their business. We make the phone ring and increase the foot traffic. Here's Tom McLaughlin from Metro Rooter.
I think it's always important to advertise consistently because of the branding involved.
News 104.5 WOKV reaches hundreds of thousands of listeners. And with today's headlines and economy, people are listening to WOKV closely and often.
They might just get Metro Rooter mixed up with another company. But if they're reminded periodically through one source or the other, even though they might not have used us for a while, then that seems to be helpful for us.
To grow your business and get the results you've been seeking, call sales manager Eric Lauer directly at 245-8602. News 104.5 WOKV. Your business can depend on it.
A little friendly competition can light a spark that creates bold new flavors. At the third annual Sonny's Barbecue Rib Cook-Off, that's exactly what went down. And while only one pitmaster was crowned champ, we all get to reap the rewards. Come try the new competition-winning ribs at Sonny's. Thick, meaty ribs we hand-season, sauce, smoke, grill, then sauce and season again. Served with two sides and bread for just $13.99 for a limited time. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Today will be partly to mostly cloudy at times. It is a 5 on the WOKV weather meter. Showers and storms will be moving in off of the Atlantic, so you can expect on and off rain throughout the day today. High temperatures warming up to about 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a few isolated showers, especially at the coast. Lows tonight will be warm and mild, falling down into the low to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You're looking good through the south side on 95 northbound from the Beltway all the way up to the top of the Fuller Warren. It's less than 15 minutes, and it's a nice ride crossing over the Buckman Bridge on the west Beltway. It's less than 13 minutes in both directions between 95 and Blanding. You're also moving up to speed crossing over the Matthews Bridge in either direction between downtown and Regency. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Sarah Jane.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor. Tim Tompkins here. And just to remind you, every Saturday you can get your health questions answered on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's. And this week we are talking about weight loss options, surgical in particular. And I got to admit, I'm now a little bit embarrassed about this. I've been pronouncing it bariatric surgery the entire time. A friend just texted me and told me that it's bariatric surgery. Now, I did just ask Dr. Uchel about this, and he said, at least somebody listens to you. So by all means, at least there's that. Bariatric surgery, that's what we're talking about. If you want to call in, you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 340-1045. And again, that's 340-1045. But George and Michael have been waiting so patiently, so we're going to go ahead and get to those phone calls right away. George, over in Arlington, how are you doing today, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Thanks so much for calling in. So you had a question for the doctor.
Yes. I have a couple of family members who seem like they're going down the road to morbid obesity. I've never had a weight issue in my life. I really don't know how to address this situation without being, you know, offensive or hurting their feelings. So I would like to see if the doctor has a suggestion on how you can, you know, speak to your family members about it without actually offending them or making them feel some type of way.
Oh, man. There is no simple answer, but it's very sensitive because if you address the weight issues to the young girl, then she can rebound into anorexia or another eating disorder. So you're right. We need to be very careful, very sensitive. And what I like to use is to address these issues with your family physician because they see what kind of medical condition that person might be at and what are the risks. And I think it's a healthcare professional when you come to see him and, you know, you ask a question about, he asks a question about smoking, then you say that, and he addressed the question about morbid obesity, and it's very appropriate from him to suggest you need to lose weight and these are the options.
Right. So we should leave it to a professional to let them know besides family.
You know what kind of relationship you have, but it can be very sensitive, offensive. I agree with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys very much.
Well, thank you so much, George. We really appreciate the phone call. And to George's point, I have a friend of mine who I've been friends with for almost 14 years now, who is extremely obese herself. And I, for 14 years, I've been trying to talk about this with her. And even though we're the as close as two individuals can be, that's a subject that we still can't really talk about. So I understand how challenging that can be. Let's go ahead and get over to Michael, who has been waiting so patiently. Michael, over on the South Side, how you doing today? No, Michael. All right. Well, let's go ahead and go to Sandy. Sandy in Georgia. Sandy, you've been waiting patiently as well. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you? You'll have to excuse my voice.
Oh, you sound beautiful. What are you talking about? So you had a question for the doctor?
I do. About 10 years ago, I had gastric bypass, and I did really well. I lost all but the last 20 pounds. And in the last year or two, I've put on about another 20, and I work out 4 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I work out really hard. According to my Fitbit, I burn more calories than I eat for most days, and I just can't seem to get it gone. Is there something else I can do?
Well, my answer will be the question. When is the last time you see your bariatric professional?
Well, actually, he moved out of town a few years ago, and I kind of been hanging in the wind. The person that he left us with, I just didn't feel comfortable.
Well, that's the problem, because you cannot be in this fight by yourself. And what happening to you, it's very natural. I guarantee you, if you meet professionals in this field or you come to attend our program, we'll get you back on track.
Okay.
Because the beauty of the gastric bypass is, once you have that, it's such a beautiful device, amazing constellation, that when you even regain some weight, you can get back on track without just with proper eating and drinking. And we'll talk about that hopefully in the next few minutes.
Yeah. I know it was a miracle for me. I had four back surgeries in less than a year and a half, and I gained up 300 pounds from 160, 65, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, you did great. Don't lose it.
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
Now, that's what I'm afraid of, but I just want to try to get some help, do something, get it back down.
Well, best of luck with that, Sandy. We really do appreciate the phone call. We have one more phone call we're going to go ahead and take. And again, if you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 340-1045. But if you want to reach St. Vincent's directly to ask them about your weight loss options, the number for St. Vincent's to talk to the bariatric department is 389-8871. Again, that's 389-8871. So Elena, I really hope I'm not butchering your name right there, from Green Cove. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. That's fine. It's Elena.
You had a question for the doctor?
I do. I have a question. My question is that the past 2 years I found out that I have rheumatoid arthritis. So they put me on prednisone, which made me start gaining weight crazy. I gained like 65 pounds in a year and a half, probably. And I was just wondering if there was something that I could do, if this surgery is good for me to have.
Are there any other medical issues?
Well, I have a little disc problem in my lower back. And the weight that I'm carrying is all in my abdomen, and that's, my mother was obese, and that's where she carried all her weight. And I'm just afraid that I'm going into that direction.
Well,
because I have the genes for it, and on top of that, I'm taking prednisone.
Well, what you're just describing is a bad situation. According to your voice, you are a younger person. And you're in that really difficult age for being morbidly obese, because what I see is obesity striking at this age, and this is when we're losing the most of the morbidly obese patients.
Right.
Weight around the waist is most significant, and mm-hmm. this abdominal obesity is a main killer. So mm-hmm. you definitely in a risk of contracting the diabetes and other medical issues.
And
prednisone puts you in a bad spot. So in my view, just talking to you over the phone, you certainly should consider some weight loss and surgery might be appropriate. And mm-hmm. I'll be happy to discuss that with you.
Okay. Can I get the number again?
Sure.
It's
yeah, absolutely. It's 389-8871. Again, that's 389-8871. And, of course, a 904 area code.
Right. Okay, I will call them.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the phone call, and best
Thank
of luck
you.
To you.
Thank you.
Tim Tompkins here. Again, this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's, and we're talking about bariatric surgery, and I'm joined by Dr. Uchel. And, Doctor, we hadn't really had a chance yet to get into the different types and styles of bariatric surgery. So if you don't mind, let's go ahead and get into that now. And can we start with gastric banding?
Gastric banding is a procedure where we put an implant around the stomach, and there is a adjustable chamber that is placed around the belly button. It's a minimally invasive procedure where we don't cut or remove anything. It's very safe, and when you need to lose 25% to 40% of your excess body weight, then this is the right procedure for you.
Okay, and what are some different options for this? Like, why would somebody choose this as their surgery instead of a different one?
Well, in general, it's very difficult to determine what procedure because there are so many variables. Mm-hmm. But in general, any surgical procedure for morbidly obese is better than not doing anything.
And so this is more of a gradual one where you're losing a pound or two about a week?
The weight loss is slower with the gastric banding mm-hmm. Than compared to gastric sleeve and compared to Roux-en-Y gastric bypass.
Okay, and what's the recovery process like for gastric banding?
With the gastric banding, there is no inpatient stay. Most of the patients leave the hospital same day, and then they come for the adjustments in 6 to 8 weeks interval, until they have appropriate restrictions and a satisfactory weight loss.
And you are listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. And I got to tell you, if you're listening in the car right now, I am not a doctor. One of my favorite parts about doing this show is I get to really mess up surgical names and how you pronounce things. So if I mess this up, I do apologize in advance. Sleeve gastrectomy. Did I get that right?
That's perfect.
Awesome.
Almost a doctor.
Okay, and so almost. And so what is that?
So sleeve gastrectomy is a minimally invasive procedure where we remove the floppy part of the stomach. That's the part of the stomach that is making you hungry and is producing a hormone called ghrelin. You can Google it, that stimulates your brain to eat. Once we cut that part off, you're virtually not hungry. And you're losing incredible amount of weight without any side effects.
And so what I'm reading here is it's saying that your stomach can hold a tenth of what it could before.
Yeah, because our stomachs do get bigger, you know, with our diet and our portions.
And then it's also saying, so the sleeve gastrectomy is basically significantly reducing the hormone that induces hunger?
Right. So you're not hungry, you don't chase the food, and then you can start really eating healthy. And eating healthy means eating only when you're hungry, and that's the problem, because nobody in this country is waiting for the hunger. Everybody substitutes the hunger with the appetite. You know, I'm hungry for this, for that. Appetite is a creature of habit. You know, it's there's a habitual mealtime, the sight of the food, taste or smell of the food, seasoning, and you think that's hunger, and then you go and eat, and it's not.
And I'm also reading here that with the sleeve gastrectomy, that patients who are suffering from diabetes and high blood pressure and other diseases that are caused by obesity, that sometimes they're able to stop taking the medications, or even that their some of their cases are greatly improved.
Well, there was a great study from Cleveland Clinic, Florida, published in 2011, and they did a beautiful design. They took three groups of morbidly obese and put them through different treatment. They had a type 2 diabetes, and the result was after surgery, either bypass or gastric sleeve, the diabetes was gone in 43 or 37%. So if you are morbidly obese and you have type 2 diabetes, you need to lose the weight, and surgery might be that first answer.
I mean, that's phenomenal, and maybe somebody who is morbidly obese and they have diabetes, that's an option that they hadn't considered before. So that's great. The next one, and it might be the most common, I'm not really sure, but it's the one I've definitely heard of the most, is gastric bypass. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Gastric bypass is oldest procedure. First gastric bypass for weight loss was constructed in the 60s. In this procedure, we bypass the portion of the stomach and a portion of the bowel, so digestion occurs later. Food is mixed with the juices later, so you're absorbing 10-15% less. This will give you tremendous weight loss, almost 90% of your excess body weight in the first 12 months. Perfect resolution of diabetes. So if somebody is on an insulin or insulin pump for type 2 diabetes, I always suggest the gastric bypass as a first choice.
And that's why maybe why it's the most popular. What's life like after the recovery process for gastric bypass?
Recovery process with all procedures is very similar because we do procedures with laparoscopy. There is no more cutting anymore. We put the cameras inside and we do it with minimal invasive procedure. Usually people do recover within 2 to 6 weeks after surgery and then they can return to work, but it depends what they do, how old they are, and whether they want to work or not.
And again, the number to call if you want to reach St. Vincent's to ask them about surgical weight loss options is 389-8871. Again, that's 389-8871. So let's take it off of surgery just a bit and bring it over to other options for people. Lifestyle, diet changes that somebody maybe if they're obese but they don't quite qualify for the surgery or there's another reason why they don't want to or can't get the surgery, how can somebody go about and make the changes that they need to in their lives to reach their weight goals?
Knowledge is everything. So unfortunately, we had been taught to eat 3, 4, 5 times a day, multiple snacks, and we've been forced to drink all time, all day long, even without being thirsty.
And you had mentioned this before the show, too, and that you're talking about drinking, and you brought up something really interesting, how you're not supposed to drink with meals. Is that correct?
Yeah, because the fact is when you drink with your meals, you're actually diluting the gastric juices, and your digestion is being put at stop. You're basically fermenting the food. You're also washing down the food to your lower GI tract that may cause more gassing and worse absorption and makes you hungrier faster.
And are there any specific diets? I know I've had some physicians on the Ask the Doctor show before that were really big fans of, let's say, the Mediterranean diet. Or are there any diets that you are really a big fan of that, you know, kind of a blanket statement, I realize not everybody's body's the same, but that you really recommend to maybe a majority of people?
Well, number one, I have to say I don't like the word diet. I like the word healthy eating, mm-hmm. And there is more and more research data saying that healthy eating depends not only on what you eat, but how often you eat.
Okay.
So our new teaching is, or newer teaching is, eat once or twice a day and eat only when you're hungry. In terms of what kind of food, the Mediterranean diet is excellent, and I would call it Mediterranean type of food. I don't like the word diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds really good. I believe that the one physician was telling me that for the most part, as far as your meats are concerned, you're eating a lot of omega-3s and a lot of fish, and you're supposed to, and this was kind of the kicker for me with that diet, was you were only supposed to have red meat less than 2 times a month, and that seems virtually impossible to me. But I mean, if you need to do it for heart health or just your body's sake, you got to do what you got to do.
And I'm really amazed how many patients come to me and they're saying, oh, I wake up and then I have this, and for the lunch I have some proteins and salad. And I'm looking, are you really a chemist? Why are you talking about proteins? Why don't you say that you like chicken or like fish or you like pasta? You know, we should be talking about the food, call it correctly, the food, and we should be excited about the food. You know, the typical good example is I wake up in the morning, I have just a coffee or tea or whatever you like to drink. Then I go all day until I'm really hungry. And in the evening, I'm going to prepare myself something really nice and tasty. You can think about it. Food is a great reward. It's okay to wait for that food and be excited about it. What is the worst is when you're in a hurry, you grab something, whatever it is, I just need to have something because I'm starving. I guarantee you, you're not starving. It's the stress, depression, and other factors making you to eat. You don't digest, and when you're calm, when you're mindfully eating, you will not benefit from that, and that's part of the reason why we are so morbidly obese.
And one of the things I was reading too when it was talking about weight loss is that a lot of the times you'll wake up hungry in the morning, but you aren't actually hungry, and if you just simply have a cup of water, that you're no longer hungry, and I guess it's because your stomach is telling you that you're hungry when really you're just dehydrated.
And we are pushing the food so frequently that you get mixed signals, and then after you eat, those signals of anxiety or depression are gone, and you think, oh yeah, I was hungry, it was good I ate. No, it was another reason.
Well, we do have one more segment coming up, so please stay with us. Our topic is weight loss, and our guest is Dr. Uchol. Our show is Ask the Doctor, and again, we are taking your phone calls. Tim Tompkins here, and this is Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's and News 104.5 WOKV.
Monday morning, we'll get you up to speed quickly with the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
All morning long
on Jacksonville's Morning News.
No need to click your heels 3 times. St. Vincent's understands there's no place quite like home. That's why they have waitathomeer.com. If you have a minor injury or illness and need to see a doctor soon, visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your treatment time. St. Vincent's is the only health system in town that allows you to wait in the convenience of your own home versus a crowded waiting room. Once you arrive at one of our emergency rooms or walk-in first care clinics, your wait is no more than 15 minutes. Waitathomeer.com is your prescription for convenient treatment.
So you're looking for a washing machine in a big box store? Mistake. Don't do it. You can't get a Speed Queen washer there, and you want a Speed Queen washer. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin, your local appliance guy at Martin Appliance. You need a washer that actually washes the clothes. Speed Queen. You are sick of flimsy 1-year warranties and deserve a 3-year full warranty. Free. Speed Queen. You always hear they don't build them like they used to. Not true with Speed Queen. You are tired of throwaway machines that cost more to fix than replace and want one that is designed to last 25 years. Speed Queen. The reviews are stellar, the warranty is extensive, the construction is solid. On sale at Martin Appliance on Blanding Boulevard in Orange Park, 1 mile south of Kingsley, across from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Click martinappliance.com or call 213-9100. That's 213-9100.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance family.
Herman Cain here, and like most people, I love getting a luxury experience, especially when it comes to buying a Lexus. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. At Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville, you always get the outstanding customer service you deserve, not to mention incredible offers during the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales event, like the new 2015 Lexus RX350, lease for $329 a month. That's right, a new RX for only $329 a month, plus every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos Lifetime Warranty. So you fix it once, never pay again. So make your move to Brumos. Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard, or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard. And tell them Herman sent you. Or visit brewmost.com.
With approved credit through LFS on select models, 36 months lease, zero due at signing, includes dealer fee of $699, 10K annual miles, zero security deposit plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details. Expires at the end of the month.
Hi, my name is Bob Heaston. I'm the co-founder of Superior BC Land Incorporated. Our primary business will be to clean the interiors of road-going tanker trailers and sea-going ISO containers. We had approached some other lending institutions, and they were not receptive to the startup business. We came about one-to-one as a recommendation through First Florida Capital. We also do all our banking with one-to-one. And we needed to buy a piece of equipment called a yard dog. The yard dog is the tractor that allows you to move your trailers around without raising and lowering their landing gear. And so, again, one-to-one is putting that loan through for us. I'd recommend one-to-one for their customer service and for their ability to find solutions.
One-to-one Financial Credit Union, banking focused on you.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with on and off showers and scattered thunderstorms. It is at 5 on the WOKV weather meter. High temperatures today warming up to just about 90 degrees inland, upper 80s along the coast. Tonight we'll see showers and storms start to die out right after sunset. Just an isolated coastal shower possible overnight tonight. Lows will be dropping down into the low to the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app. Powered by Jack Hanania's Hyundai of Orange Park.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
Welcome back, everybody, and you are listening to Ask the Doctor. As it turns out, St. Vincent's is the largest bariatric service in Jacksonville, as well as the busiest. Doctor, can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, we do all surgical procedures, gastric bypass, gastric sleeve, banding, revisions, and we are very excited to introduce intragastric balloon as soon as it is approved by the FDA.
And I'm looking forward to hearing about that. If you have a question for the doctor, because we ran out of time, the number to call at St. Vincent's is 389-8871. Again, that's 389-8871. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's. Same time, same place, every Saturday at 2 o'clock. Tim Tompkins here with News 104.5 WOKV.
FM Atlantic Beach, WOKV Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the iHeartRadio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
There's something new when you log on to Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Now is the best time to buy a new energy-efficient Bryant system. Find your local Bryant dealer who will do whatever it takes to help you save